Sussex County Council at some point will be considering whether to allow a 7-Eleven to be built at the intersection of Route 24 and Angola Road. The applicants have put in a conditional use. It's called Conditional Use 2176 to conditionally use that land for a 7-Eleven gas station. Some people that live in the area have been protesting this, and they're actually organizing a physical protest tomorrow outside of the Sussex County building when county council is in session. They're not voting on this tomorrow, but they want to have a presence to say, hey, we're against this conditional use. On the Dan Gaffney Newsmaker line, Yule Lee, who lives about a mile from the proposed gas station and convenience store. Hello, Yule Lee. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dan. How are you?
Excellent. Now, if this gas station is put in and convenience store, do you think you would use it? Would it be convenient for you, and would you ever get gas there?
Oh, no, no, no. We cannot really get in and out easily into that location because the Angola Road situation is very different from other intersections. Angola Road is a country road with two lanes up until maybe about 300 feet from the intersection with Route 24. So it'll be very difficult to go in and out. And also the road dips and curves. Yeah. So it's not a situation like Long Neck Road and Route 24.
Well, what does it have to do with a 7-Eleven?
Well, 7-Eleven is proposing 16 gasoline pumps and 4 diesel pumps. Mm-hmm. And the 4 diesel pumps is troubling because they will attract a lot of trailers, you know, tractor trailers and stuff. And they all have to come out to Angola Road.
Now, do
if
you
they
think,
want to go...
Yul, do you think that yes? will... I have a question. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. You'll have plenty of opportunity. Will
okay.
it attract, or will it simply service the ones that are already driving down that road?
Well, they say 70-some percent will be just a passerby and will not increase more traffic. But they have a separate canopy with 4 diesel pumps. And that would attract more people who need the diesel. And, you know, we don't know what kind of people will come, but that is troubling. And if they bring in the large big rigs, that will really pose traffic havoc in this area.
Mm-hmm. And what other concerns are there about the 7-Eleven proposal? I know the conditional use does involve upgrading the intersection, and DelDOT has a plan for how they would like it to be built.
Yes. DelDOT recognized this intersection as a failing. The morning AM traffic got F, and PM got E. So they recognized that this area has to be improved, and they had a plan to improve by 2022. Now, if we have the 7-Eleven there on top of all the developments already approved in this area, the traffic will be a lot less, I mean, worse than what is now. And even on this Angola Road, it's about 1.3-mile stretch. There were about 700 homes already approved.
So the question is, with those homes approved, wouldn't a gas station closer to those homes actually help with traffic on Route 24? It would prevent people from having to travel to, you know, get a bag of potato chips or something. I mean, they could go it's closer to them, so they're traveling less distance. Wouldn't it be a convenience?
Within about 1.7 mile of that site, we have a Valero gas station with a convenience store behind. We also have a general store across from there.
Yeah.
We have a Dollar General. Uh-huh. And within 4.3 miles of the site, we have 8 gas stations. And think about Coastal Highway with 6 lanes. Here, we have 2 lanes. on Coastal Highway, in 5 miles, there are like 10 gas stations. And the size of this gas station is huge, the largest in the whole area. So it is just mind-boggling that they think this will be profitable or feasible even, especially a gas station site is like a little hill. If you think Delaware is flat, you have to come to this area and look up the site. If there's any runoff, it will run off to Sarah Run right next to it. Actually, part of it goes through the site. And also along Sarah Run is the wellhead protection area, our drinking water source. So there are many problems. But as you said earlier, the conditional use is another big issue, because we have searched a conditional use in the past several years, and there was no such thing approved as a conditional use as 7-Eleven. You know, this is 24-hour operation, 365 days. And many of the conditional use approved in this area, especially this is an agricultural zone, AR1, those businesses are home-based businesses with limited hour of operation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't even allow the business to be open on Sundays. And they have a signage restrictions too. And for this one, for some reason, the signage, you know, you cannot put the restrictions like 32 feet maximum on each side, which other conditional uses use permits have as a condition to use as the business. And also, if they violate the conditions, the conditional use permit will be revoked, which means they have to go back to the previous condition. Once they put in the 7-Eleven gas station with 20 pumps, how are they going to revoke the condition that they have imposed?
The proposal as a whole, Yule, mm-hmm. is there anything about it, anything, that would mm-hmm. be a positive?
Well, some people say they can go get a jug of milk or
Slurpee.
Slurpee is cheap.
A Slurpee.
Yeah, Slurpee. Okay, Slurpee. I have never been to 7-Eleven in my whole life, so I don't know what they sell. And
egg rolls, tempanadas, nachos, you know, lots of different okay. snack foods.
Right. We are not opposing that site to be developed for some businesses. Actually, there are many people who would like to see a nice restaurant overlooking Sarah Run or medical offices, because many people in this area are elderly. And many of the doctor's offices are near BB Hospital on Kings Highway, Savannah, but not in this area. The doctors do not even visit the hospitals anymore if you're hospitalized. So I don't know why the doctors are all near the hospital. So many people think, you know, we could use a medical facility here or daycare even, because they have approved 200 home workforce housing on Angola Road.
Let me ask you why, and or not why, but what mm-hmm. do you hope that tomorrow's protests in Georgetown will achieve? What is the objective of the protest tomorrow?
Actually, I do not even like the word protest.
Or demonstration, how's that?
Yes, I'd rather call it like a calling for the public and the county official to work together to make Sussex County better for the current and the future inhabitants of the Sussex County. So it's more of a calling for the public, not only in this area, but in general in Sussex, and the officials to work together, because we have to recognize that we have been selling our environmental assets and our land, and which are the attraction for outsiders to come to this area. And we have to really think what we are selling and what we are passing to our next generation, you know, people down 20 years, 50 years. what do they have to sell? What do they have to be proud of? You know, once our base contaminated, our farmlands and forests are all gone, wildlife is, you know, decimated. So what do we have 10 years from now even? So,
and you actually believe, and you truly believe that a 7-Eleven would decimate the bay and kill wildlife and be all of these horrible things?
Well, I'm not saying it will definitely do so, but, you know, we all heard of Boeing 777 MAX. And what happened? The regulations, oversights, and the promises from the, you know, for-profit companies, they all failed at once. And if the public say we cannot trust the government and the for-profit companies, who can blame them? And there are people who say, oh, yeah, why not 7-Eleven? They're all not in my backyard people. No, that is not true. We met with a senator last week, and he said he wanted to meet with this group because this is a no group, K-N-O-W group, not N-O group. We are not for anything against, you know, that agricultural site there. You know, as I said,
yeah, you would be in favor if it was a nice restaurant or a medical facility, but not a 7-Eleven.
Yes,
yeah.
even like a CVS, because CVS is one of the chain stores that have contract with pharmaceutical companies. So some of us have to go to CVS to get our medicine filled, but the nearest CVSs are in Rehoboth and Lewis.
Okay.
And the traffic there is terrible. And the next close one is probably about 20, 30 miles away from here. So we are not saying we don't want any business there, but we want to make sure that this will add convenience to the local people and not adding those environmental potential issues.
Okay. Well, it's called a convenience store.
Yes.
It's called a convenience store.
Right.
So your demonstration will be tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the county building, the county administration building right in Georgetown. That's 9:30 a.m. to 11:30. How many people do you hope to have there, Yule?
Actually, we don't know how many people will show up because most of the people here are retirees and some are very old and have health issues and young people are working. So we're hoping, you know, even people who don't want to participate in something called protest would come and just, you know, as observers. So we don't know how many people will be there, but we just hope to have a dialogue with the officials and have more public to be aware of where we are. How did we get here?
I have a couple of text questions via text, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
Someone says there's a CVS, a Walgreens, right in Long Neck. Is that true?
There is no CVS, but there is Rite Aid and Walgreens. The Rite Aid and Walgreens are both new, and they are good. However, as I said, some pharmaceuticals have special contract with CVS and Walmart. And I have a friend who had cancer, and she needed some medicine so badly, but she had to go to CVS that's about 8 miles away from here.
Right.
So we are not just saying, you know, not in my backyard.
Yeah, but do you think there are people who might say the same thing about 7-Eleven? Like, if there was a 7-Eleven close by, I could go there to get what they sell. They might really want what they sell and let the market dictate. Why can't the market dictate instead of your personal whims?
The market for 7-Eleven here, you know, many 7-Elevens sell alcohol, like in Maryland.
That won't happen here because of Delaware's law.
Exactly. So that market here, if the 7-Eleven thinks it'll be the same as, you know, wherever they have, that will not happen here. And also the elderly. The traffic situation there in the small site, it's only 3.5 acres, and they need to have high number of the pervious space. So it is a very small site with a hill. So it, especially if there are some big rigs in there, the elderlies will not go in there. They just cannot maneuver their cars in there.
Andy wants to know, does your caller guest know that tractor trailers aren't the only vehicles that use diesel?
No, no. My husband has a pickup truck, too. So we know, and the construction trucks and those use the diesel, too.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that they will all be the big rigs. But if there's one getting out of Angola Road, trying to go to Rehoboth, it will have to block all those lanes to go to the right turn lane on Angola Road to Route 24.
Right.
And another thing is, as the conditional use, the DelDOT suggested to put a median on Route 24 so that the Route 24 westbound traffic will not try to make a left turn into this site. So what kind of conditional use requires a median on Route 24?
Yule Lee, thank you so much. Good luck tomorrow with your group. I'm happy to have you on the air. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Ben.
I'll mention the website. There's a website, cu2176.com, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And thank you very much for your interest in this matter.
No problem.
And I'm not a drinker. And I think you are not a drinker either because you are up early.
Right.
So, I just wanted to.
Yeah. I'm not a drinker of alcohol or a drinker of Slurpees, but I do appreciate your comments about Seven.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you will have a good day. Yule Lee, everybody. 839-1059, our number. 723 on the Dan Gaffney program. Hey, Big Ray liked that I had 7-Eleven talk at 7-Eleven in the morning. That's right, Big Ray. Thank you. Next text. Dan, Sussex Council will ignore citizens' concern. Too many of them have ties to the real estate industry. We fought them once and barely won, even though the county engineers opposed the planning project. One council member had to recuse himself from the proceeding because the council member sold the land to the investor. Next text. So trucks will leave 113 in Millsboro and Route 1 and use the diesel pumps in Angola for fuel? Yeah, right. And the Valero gas station has very small parking lot. Tractor trailers can't even get in there. Next text. So what she is saying is she wants what she wants there, not what the market would dictate. Next text. I cannot believe everyone is surprised by the drinking numbers for Sussex. We already have the most drug users and the most homeless. Not surprising to me. Next text. Hey, how about you look into information on, and he names a coach from a team, cussing out a football player and telling him he sucks during Friday night's game. Poor coaching. Seen it a lot from him. Not good for our children. Confidence level. Next text, these people blow my mind. She acts like tractor trailers are going to come from near and far for their fuel. A medical building, because there are elderly people, do all those people put gas in their car? Unreal. All right, where are we going here? What else? Jerry, good morning. Sounds like, from what the caller is saying, their group may need to purchase this property so they can hold on to it until a CVS wants to purchase it later. Jason in Laurel is on the air. Jason, you're live. You are a caller 14 of the day. Yes, hello, Jason.
Hey, you can wipe that out because I did call before once, but I had to pull over because I'm just, the freaking, it infuriates me, Dan. I own a couple trucks. I drive a truck for a living. We are the most courteous, most professional. There's a reason I get up at 2 in the morning and get in and out of the chicken plant in Millsboro every single day.
Yeah.
Okay? And when I hear her, just when I just hear the stupidity of, oh, God, they could put some D, I spend $300 to $500 on diesel a day. Do you think that doesn't help local proprietors, whether they're national, international? What just the stupidity that comes out of people's mouths? There's a reason, but we're the idiots, right? Because we're the guys that drive the trucks, own the trucks.
Yeah,
you know, just
I'm not
Fargo and raise our family.
Yeah, I get it.
Are you kidding me,
Jason? I get it, man. Truckers are awesome. Donna lives in Angola by the Bay. She's next. Hello, Donna.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Angola by the Bay is the closest residential community to this proposed 7-Eleven. And we have, let me just turn this radio down. We have some real concerns about this proposed project. The most concern is that when you have a gas station, you have runoff from pumping, spills, accidents, which this intersection is probably one of the worst intersections on 24. Our 117 acre...
Can you name where have we had a Delaware gas station that had a runoff accident? Do you know of any?
There are numerous ones on that website. Numerous ones. And I can tell you, there was an accident last week or the week before on 24 in Millsboro that caused a 100-gallon diesel fuel spill. 24 was shut down.
Well, that wasn't due to a gas station. Was that because of the gas station?
No, that wasn't because that was just an accident, which accidents are going to occur at that corner. I'm telling you, there are accidents at that corner now, constantly.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the 7-Eleven. Come on.
Well, I just read an article yesterday about a 7-Eleven in Williamsburg, Virginia, that had a 40-gallon diesel fuel spill.
Okay.
So, are there going to be spills like that? And it occurred from a refueling truck. Now, our concern is this. We have our aquifer is directly behind, it's a 117-acre aquifer that supplies water to thousands of people down here in Angola area. And the research shows that an average gas station, which this is not an average gas station, this is going to be a huge gas station, just from drips, from pumping, et cetera, spills.
Well, 20
like
pumps.
40 to 50 gallons.
It's 16 pumps and 4 diesel, right? That's 20,
right.
20 pumps.
But the average gas station spills 40 to 50 gallons of fuel a year. So that is going to run off down into Sarah's Run, which goes into Burton's Prong. And by the way, the. Center for Inland Bays just put a report out several weeks ago saying that Herring Creek is polluted 10 to 12 times over what the normal levels are. So
your main issue, I have a break, a hard break, so I got to go. But your main issue, obviously, is that one.
Is our water.
I get it.
We're
thanks.
We're worried about our water being contaminated.
And thank you, Donna. Thank you, Donna. I got to go. I have to go. Thanks. That's Donna. Thank you. More of your calls coming up. Delaware 105.9. 7:30. Hello.